following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Pastor Allen here. Thinking this morning in reading that passage that I want to share with you here on Refuge Daily on this Tuesday. And something, as I'm reading, I'm going to share this with our staff tomorrow. We have a staff meeting on Wednesday, so I'd like to share this in our devotional time. But I'm sharing it with you first. You are hearing it first. Anyway, it really ties into Ephesians chapter 6 and the weaponry, right? And what we have, defensive and offensive arsenal, right? The shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and such. And I didn't really want to spend a lot of time on Ephesians 6, but just to give you context of where that comes from. And one of the pieces of weaponry there is a sword, which can be used defensively and offensively, right? Just in the literal sense, but figuratively as well. And so the Bible there in Ephesians 6, through the Apostle Paul, by way of the Holy Spirit, of course, says that we have the sword of the Spirit to use, right, in spiritual battle. And the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And it's the spoken word, speaking out the word of God. And the best example of that is Jesus, right? Always our best example. But as recorded in the scripture, we see that when he was in the wilderness after his baptism and just being oppressed and attacked and hassled by the evil one, his response was perhaps different than what we might expect before knowing the encounter and reading it. And he spoke the word of God. And the particular examples there, the three different temptations and oppressive thoughts there, all three happen to be from Deuteronomy. He quoted from Deuteronomy. And so when the enemy said, Jesus, you look hungry. You must be starving. You need to eat. You could take this rock. You're the Son of God. You could take this rock and turn it into a piece of bread. Great bread. Best bread ever. Fresh, warm bread. You could just do that like that. You should do that. And not that the evil one cared about Jesus or his health or the fact that he looked hungry, but just messing with him, trying to get him to do something that shouldn't really be doing. Sounds familiar, right? As the enemy does with us, messes with us, tries to get us to do something we shouldn't be doing, maybe doubting our purpose, all of those things in play. But anyway, Jesus spoke the word of God, Deuteronomy, and he said, man doesn't live by bread alone. Shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so Jesus spoke that from memory. So upon years ago, the first time I read that, I thought, man, I need to do that. I need to have some passages or verses just committed to memory that in a general sense will apply to just different situations where there's some kind of oppressive thought, spiritual attack, temptation, what have you. So this, for example, some of the ones that I committed to memory, one from Romans 8, if God be for us, who could be against us? Real important, right? General application there, but God is for us. So since God's for us, who could be against us? Who do I need to fear? Because God's for me, right? In Hebrews, where the writer of Hebrews quotes Jesus in saying that I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. Never. Not I may, there's, you know, certain situations. No, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Boom. That's something to speak out in those times when you're oppressed, thinking, maybe the Lord's a little tired of me, just wants to be done with me, might forsake me. Mm-mm. No. Wield that sword of the Spirit. Take that weapon of the Word of God, speak it out loud. In Matthew, end of the Gospel, quoting Jesus, where we read, I'm with you always, right? Great, I'm with you always. So love those. So not too long ago, woke up in the morning with the song in my head, which is kind of cool. And yet sometimes it's an obnoxious melody that you can't get out of your head. And my wife will say, please come up with another song, because maybe I'll walk around the house whistling it or something. And other times it might be, just a praise song. It's like, oh, that's awesome. I'm glad I didn't plan on that, but I love it, waking up to that. And other times it might be an old song, a secular song, which is not bad in and of itself. But maybe it's a song that just has some lyrics that, that's a little sketchy. I don't want that in my head. And so recently when that happened, I thought, gosh, sort of the spirit, but it, song form. So I remembered a song that we used to sing decades ago at Big Calvary. And it came from the Old Testament. And I knew it was one of the minor prophets. I honestly couldn't remember exactly where it was. But it was Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. And it went like this. It was in the Old King James, the way we learned it. The Lord thy God, and don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. And the words of that are so rich, and it just makes for a great sword of the spirit to wield, in different situations that you may encounter, that I may encounter. And so I'm going to read it to you again, and we'll just kind of chew on it a little. That's what I did this morning. Cup of coffee, sitting out on my patio, and just kind of pondering this. So this is from the ESV. The Lord your God is in your midst. He's the Lord. He's God. He's your Lord. He's saved you. He's yours. He's your God. But he's in your midst. He's not just far away, not really interested in you. He's in your midst. He's with you. The Lord your God in the midst of thee. He's in your midst, and he's mighty. He's a mighty one who will save, it says in the ESV. A mighty one, who will save. And not talking about your salvation, because it's to those that are already saved. He's the Lord your God. But saving, deliver you, help you through any situation. He'll save you. Help me, save me from this mess. Yeah. He's mighty. He can do that. And then the next part of it, same verse, verse 17 of Zephaniah 3, he'll rejoice over you with gladness. Really? God over me? Rejoicing? And then with gladness? Yeah, you too. He'll rejoice over you with gladness. That's encouraging. That's a sword of the spirit to wield. He will quiet you by his love. Just pondering the fact that he would rejoice over you with gladness. And, oh, man, he loves me. And he does. He loved you enough to send his son, Jesus, to die for you. Romans 8, by the way, says this. How much more now that you're his, that he loves you. Like a father loves a child, a special love. And the father has that kind of love for you and for me. And so he'll quiet you by his love. That love, just pondering, chewing on that, thinking about that. His love for you, his love for me. It quiets my soul. It calms me. He'll quiet you by his love. And then the last portion there. He will exult over you with loud singing. In other words, he's not just glad about you. I mean, he's rejoicing with loud singing. It's an exuberance that is being spoken of there, which that's pretty mind-boggling, right? It's not just a tolerance. Oh, well, that's Alan. It's, one of my kids. No, it's Alan. He's one of my kids. I love him. There's an exuberance there. So a passage like that is just a great passage to have in your arsenal, if you will. And so I'm going to be working on committing it to memory, trying to figure out which translation, but I want to be able to sing it fluidly in those times when I wake up with a song that I don't want to carry with me throughout the day, but something like this. And then certainly just the truth of that in those times when the enemy may say something to my heart that is counter to that is the opposite of that, that would be a lie. And then I deal with that with the truth of God's word. And I speak it out. There's something about speaking it out. Jesus did it. I'm going to do it, right? And you can do it too. So let's do that, brothers and sisters. All right? God bless you. I pray you have an awesome day, and look forward to seeing you soon around these hallowed halls of refuge. God bless you. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.